It's time for the Financial Advantage from Advantage Credit Union. I'm Jeff Holshue.
Oh, so wee top of the morning to ya.
was that supposed to be an Irish accent, sir? Yeah,
well, it very much was an Irish accent. Thank you very much.
What part of Ireland was that exactly?
Northern Ireland.
Was that the top or the bottom of the Lucky Charms box?
Somewhere in the middle. Yeah. Somewhere in the middle. All right. This is fun. This is the Financial Advantage. We've got our buddy Jeff Holshue in here to talk about things.
I have a question first.
Oh.
Which has nothing to do with finances.
Ooh, good. I'm glad I'm here.
But Jeff, has anyone ever asked you whether you had a hole in your shoe?
You know, they have. They have. I wish I could say that you were the first one.
Oh, okay.
It was also commonly referred to as half shoe.
Oh, half shoe.
Half shoe. Okay. Yes,
or if the shoe fits.
Yes.
Poor guy.
So that's actually what they call my son now at school.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
well,
right?
Not at school.
Passed it down. Passed it down.
Yeah, they call him half shoe.
Okay. Oh,
I can imagine.
Right. Well, good deal.
Half shoe works at Advantage Credit Union here in Newton.
So
I promise that is the only time I will ever say that.
I am wondering what we're going to talk about today.
You know, I got a very interesting topic to talk about. You know, we just came off of Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And some people may have found love. And sometimes people are looking for love in all the wrong places.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of times that's either Facebook or Match.com or Farmers Only.
Yeah.
You know,
because
you don't have to be lonely. But or eMatch or e-something. I forget what the other one is. I don't know. I don't use them.
eHarmony.
eHarmony. That's
or Tinder.
It. Tinder.
Yeah.
Yes. So I found some information about online dating fraud and how that has kind of just blossomed in the last couple years. So I thought it was interesting, and so that's the topic that I wanted
to... Is that like when I tell everybody on the dating site that I look like a young Robert Redford? Blonde hair, blue eyes, athletic build.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you build on that, and you find something that matches that, and you pretend that it's you, and you have all these photos, and
that's
you pretend
right.
to be that person over the internet
that's
for
right,
a long time
right.
to come.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So
there's a whole show about it.
There is. Catfish.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a big show on MTV for quite a while. I don't know if it's still on, but so basically for what I'm talking about is identity theft in the form of online dating in an attempt to basically extort money from people, and so that's more along the lines what I kind of had in mind.
Does that happen a lot?
It does. It actually happens more than you think. I've got some statistics from the FTC, and you know when stuff comes from the FTC, we paid for it.
Yes, that's right.
So
our taxpayer dollars at work.
Yes. So any online love interest who asks for money is almost certainly a scam artist, and that came directly from the FTC. Mm. So they got some tips to identify a real romance versus a scammer cruising for a target. So kind of wanted to talk about those. One of the things that you can tell right away is if you get a friend request from somebody that you've never had any kind of an interaction with, that's kind of your first clue.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe you think, well, there's so-and-so knows them. There's a mutual friend or whatever. And then you'll notice that they'll start professing their love quickly. Like, oh my gosh, they've fallen in love with you so fast. And I know, Sarah, you have this problem all the time.
I do.
So,
but
seriously, I have that problem all the time. I don't know if you do, because I know you're on Facebook and I get this all the time. Attractive women who maybe we have one or two mutual friends.
Sure.
And so I always decline those.
They're probably 99.9% of the time not a woman. Bob, who works in our office, has this happen to him all the time. And we played into it once. True story.
Good
to see,
deal.
To see
what
would
happen.
See, I knew
this was the topic to talk about.
I know. And it didn't take long before this person was like, oh, I just need $200. Just send me $200.
Mm-hmm.
And it would continue. And he's like, I know this is fake. But he kept doing it. And it was probably like some dude in whatever country, in whatever continent.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I like that you just said that, because a majority of those people claim to be from the U.S., but they might be working overseas, or they have family overseas, or they're on military leave overseas. And so that is one of the other red flags that our good friends at the FTC brought up. So,
uh-huh.
The second thing is they ask for money and loans, or I'm sorry, they ask for money and they lure you off of the dating site. They do that in an effort to try to keep the information so they can't really be caught for the fraud on the dating site, because that's their channel for trying to manipulate the folks out of money. So they might go straight to like your Facebook Messenger or your try to get your email address and kind of take it off site. So that's another red flag. If you're starting to have discussions with the person and that's what they do, then that's kind of a red flag. The third thing I have here is that they want to come see you, right? They want to meet you, but oh my gosh, they have fallen on hard times and they just can't. So they need money, and it starts off small, like you just said. It starts off with it's $200, it's $300, it's all that kind of stuff. So then you might fall into that trap. Well, you know, I'm so in love. This has got to be the one, and so I'm going to send them the money. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, inevitably you hear back from them, oh, I was just on my way. Something else happened. I need more money. And they send the money again. Or then their relative gets sick and then they don't have money to take care of their relative. And so they send money again. So these are all telltale signs that it's definitely a scam mm-hmm. artist. So something I've also looked up is, you know, if you get this person's name and you can kind of see where they're from, do a Google search and see if that name comes up, or if they're on any in the city. You know, they could be in, I don't know, Ohio. They could be somewhere. Right. But, you know, if you find, do a little digging before mm-hmm. before you do that. So
it seems like, you know, and I don't know about dating sites too, although maybe that'd be part of it. But there's a lot of preying on the elderly, you know, on older folks.
Yes, yes. Particularly widows. Maybe in their late 60s, early 70s, who may have been a widow, you know, at a little bit of a younger age. And so family's gone, you know, they don't really have a connection with a whole lot of people.
And they're kind of lonely.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. those are primarily the ones that get preyed upon a lot. And that's horrible, awful
thing
to
sad.
Do.
Like when I first think of somebody trying to steal money from me, I automatically think of somebody in some African country that's...
Oh, yeah. Your uncle?
Yeah. And they're trying to use, like, a picture of a beautiful woman that's obviously a professional photo. And it's like, okay, that's what I think of. But people can go online and steal, like, all of your pictures from Facebook.
Oh, absolutely.
Anybody's. They can get pictures of you and your kids. They can get pictures that make it look like a real life thing.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
not
I,
a setup.
I once wanted to steal one of Jamie's photos just to make it my cover photo for the day.
Did you
oh,
do
is
it?
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't. I thought maybe he'd see it.
Yeah.
He'd see it. And
well, you flatter me. Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. So I held off.
Yeah.
But that's commonly one of the jokes I tell some people on Facebook when they put up a picture of their family or whatever. I say, oh my gosh, I love it. I'm going to make it my profile picture.
Yeah, because people do. I was just looking this up like the last few nights. How can I protect all of my pictures to make sure? I mean, if someone's going to steal my photos, whatever. But I don't want anyone stealing pictures of my daughter, because that's just invasive and creepy.
Right.
So there's ways that you can try to protect that. But to a certain extent, if you put something out online, there it is. It's
there's
there.
The risk.
Yeah, and it can be taken. So
yes, yeah. Yes.
So just, how do you guys come into play with this?
Yeah.
How can you help us protect our assets?
Well, so in looking at the statistics, if you had to take a guess, what amount of money do you think was claimed as being fraud from online dating?
Oh, my gosh, a lot.
Millions, $50 million.
The actual statistic is in 2016, it was $220 million.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Gosh, good heavens.
Yes. And actually, the reports for fraud in online dating have tripled in the last 5 years. In 2012, there were 4,476 cases reported. In 2016, there was 14,546.
Man, that's crazy.
That's a lot of catfish.
Man.
Okay, so here's the tips to how to stop a scammer. Number one, slow down. Do not rush into anything. You know, if someone professes love to you on the second email, chances are I'd start to block them.
Yeah.
Number two, never wire money. put money on a gift card or send cash to an online love interest, you will not get it back. Okay? Mm-hmm. Because they will take it. Then contact your financial institution right away. What we do there is, particularly if someone has some questions, hey, this sounds suspicious, contact us and we can help figure that out for you. If you suspect something is wrong, then by all means, do not sign on the dotted line. Do not wire the money. Bad idea. Because a lot of times once that money is sent, that money is gone. So, and the last thing is report the experience that you had to whatever site that you're on. That could be the dating site. That could be the Facebook sites or all that kind of stuff. So they can help monitor those. You know, realistically, someone could just create another fake profile and do it again.
Yeah, you can report those things as spam on Facebook. I know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then report it to the FTC. And ultimately, I mean, if it's really insane criminal activity, then the FBI is what they recommend. So,
wow.
It's no good.
Yeah, if you have questions about ways you can help protect your finances and things like that, I bet you good old Jeff is going to help you with that.
There you go. Call the friends at Advantage Credit Union.
Thanks, Jeff.